Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this show today. Today, we are going to briefly discuss the philosophy of justice as a concept of moral rightness. The host, Phillips Gbenga Adichavé, and the speaker of today. I welcome all of you for tuning in today. Briefly, I would like to discuss justice as a concept of moral rightness, which, of course, we might be take it to be a philosophy of justice. I would like to open this discussion by referring to His Honorable Justice, a member of Justice of Supreme Court of United States of America. Her name, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, during a hearing of nomination to the post of a member of Supreme Justice. I quote, and she said, "I have faithfully applied statute laws, court precedent to the facts of cases at hand," unquote. Of course, we refer to some of the judges of this world as a justice, especially when we're trying to refer to Supreme Court justice. But when we talk about justice, we want to verify and to determine what really justice is and its application as well as its effect in the human life. Justice, in a legal term, is being defined as a concept of moral rightness based on ethics, rationality, law, natural law, religion, or equity, along with the punishment of the breach of said ethics. Justice can just be briefly said being just and or fear. I want to relate this in the Christian belief. And the question comes, is can we find justice with human beings? What God really said concerning justice? I will briefly talk about different types of justice and how human beings come into conclusion for justice. Remember, justice is just summed up to be an act of being just and or fair. God is just God. That is what Bible says. And as a just God, He wants us to be able to pinpoint and correct wrong things. But as a concept of justice, as a moral rightness, we want to see what do we mean by moral. In simple terms, a moral can just be an ability of right or wrong. Moral can be an ability of being discerned between right and wrong. And like I said, justice trying to act in between right and wrong based on ethic, rationality, law, and natural law. And when we talk about justice, we are referring to punishment of the breach of said that ethics that I've mentioned. In Bible, in which I'm going to establish my point of discussion, in the book of Genesis, chapter 39, from verse 1. I will quickly read Genesis 39 from verse 10, sorry, to 21. It's a story of Joseph. He was slave. And if you read the story, you will get it, but I'm not going to waste our time because of what we want to discuss. But the Bible said the wife of his master was trying to lure Joseph into what we can term as moral wrong. It is wrong. And I'll quickly read Genesis 39 from verse 10. So it was as she spoke to Joseph day by day that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time, when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand, and fled and ran outside. And so it was, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and fled outside, that she called to the men of her house and spoke to them, saying, "See, he has brought in to us a Hebrew to mock us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And it happened, when he heard that I lifted my voice and cried out, that he left his garment with me and fled and went outside." So she kept his garment with her until his master came home. Then she spoke to him with words like this, saying, "The Hebrew servant whom you brought to us came in to me to mock me." So it happened, as I lifted my voice and cried out, that he left his garment with me and fled outside. So it was, when his master heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying, "Your servant did to me after this manner," that his anger was aroused. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison. A place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the prison. Verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Justice. What makes up justice? Briefly, I would like to just enumerate about different kinds of justice. I'm not going into the legal terminology so per se, but I would like to bring us to illumination so that I'll be able to make us aware the philosophy of justice. We have about four types of justice. We have some like we call utilitarianism. We have some that we call retributive justice and restorative justice. And we have distributive justice. All these four types of justice have to come with evidence. And it is by the evidence and the logical reasoning the judge that was presiding over determine who is right or who is wrong. Mind you, Joseph was a slave, and the wife of his master, despite the master of Joseph has lifted Joseph up his wife. And the wife of Joseph's master now is trying to lure Joseph to commit adultery with her. I want us to see how human justice is. Because if we are able to get this point, we will be able to know where to run to for justice. Justice. How justice can be termed fair. It needs to support the ruling or the verdict or sentence by the evidences. And by the definition in simple terminology, it's been said that evidence is relevant when it has any tendency in reason to make the fact that it is over to prove or disprove either more or less probable. I don't want us to worry ourselves with this legal terminology. But I want us to just follow the simple philosophy or how human being reason. Aside, evidences is just by reason. When it can be reasonable to prove to be so. I want us to just notice. Utilitarianism is a form of constitutionalism. Their punishment is forward looking. I'm talking about type of justice now. Retributive justice is a terminology where look back to offenses that have been committed and so that punishment is justly imposed. We can refer to retributive justice as law of retaliation. We are talking about logic reasoning about justice. And we talk about the evidences. More or less probable. Joseph is now in trouble now. And the wife of Joseph's master wants to implicate Joseph. Alone or by authority. She has no power to imprison Joseph. But guess what? She has the evidences to confront Joseph or to make Joseph look like a criminal. When we talk of the evidences, we have in law four kinds of evidences: real evidence, demonstrative evidence, documentary evidence, and testimonial evidences. Like I told you, we are not going to worry ourselves and be talking about this is how this evidence look like. I just want us to get in concert. By the time I finish, I'll be able to make a conclusion so that we know that it is only God that is just. Joseph is now in trouble. Struggle to avoid trouble. But the evidence by Joseph's master's wife is proving him contrary. And like we said, justice, which is based on moral rightness, that is philosophy. And along with the punishment of the breach of said ethics, Joseph has made the mark by the evidences. But in reality, Joseph was innocent. I'm not going to talk too much about the experience of justice because we are talking to prepare ourselves for the awareness how to conduct ourselves as a believer. You know, instead of us to be whining, instead of us to look around or say, oh, this one has offended me. I want to do this. I want to make sure it is. That it is only God we can find justice. But guess what? God allowed human beings to judge over each other. Because God is God. And he created everything we see to challenge each other. But in everything, he wants us to see us as infallible. To corroborate this idea, all the things that just happened to Joseph, categorized on these two types of justice, retributive and utilitarianism. God, yes. God was trying to do moral right, yes. As was fabricated, is not trying to prove Joseph wrong. See, sometimes it is hard. And it is hot when you or me are falsely accused. If we are falsely accused, what can we do? In the passage that I just read, Joseph was trying to do right. And the master came. The evidence now he has to pass the judgment. And he has to be reasoned. Because human justice does not necessarily depend on the evidences. He has to deal with reasoning. And I'm trying to get into something within the limited time that I have. That you can't serve God by your reason. Because when you go to court, your argument, the argument and the presentation of the verdict, which is final action by the presiding judge, is only solely dependent on the ability of the reasoning and convincing of the lawyer or attorneys. When Joseph Master's wife presented a case with real evidence by today's technology, Joseph was as really guilty, even when they do DNA, whatever they want to do. Because the evidence, when they do the DNA, to what has happened to Joseph.
Hello.
I've been struggling, and then he struggled. Why is he out to struggle? Why is Ruth out to be by the pastor's wife? Joseph Master took to the evidence. Joseph was supposed to be executed immediately. But, and I want you to know, it is the mercy of God. He was reasoning. Because, like I said, evidence is relevant when it has any tendency in reason to make the fact. I don't want to go too much about what Tony Meyer said. When she said, I faithfully have applied settled law, court precedent. And when we look at settled law and court precedent, it's just giving the way for the ruling of the Senate to sum it up. And creation. So the evidence is proving to the fact that crime was committed. But his reasoning was so confused because of the trust he had on Joseph. Will he be true? Will he be right? Will he be untrue? He has to make a decision. Punishment has to be done. Punishment. He was angry because he was limited. I want you to know sometimes when we are falsely accused, and I want you to know that we have a constant enemy who is accusing us daily, and that is Satan. And he has a lot of agents that is sent out to accuse us daily. And the one somebody said, when we get a point, there are something that may not be overruled, but we have to overcome them. Joseph has no power to overrule decision of Potiphar, his master. He needs some intervention that can overcome what justice is supposed to do. And he needs the mercy and intervention. Joseph was sent to the prison, contrary to his moral standard, as against what the evidence was saying. I want us to know that instead of us to be thinking about looking to human justice, we have to look beyond and cry for the mercy. And that is why Joseph got to the prison. When we think that justice is done as today, when somebody was sent into prison, that part we do not sure whether he committed what they said he committed. Then, like three things happen to them in life. Sometimes it makes somebody to cast doubt on their character. And the motive of the evidences or the accuser is to inaccurately presenting us. And our accuser always trying to feel superiority and powerful. You are falsely accused. Or is there any justice in any human being? I shall submit to you all tonight. As you are talking, it is the only God. Only Him that can know the right from wrong. That is why in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4, I will just read the last paragraph. It says, the just shall live by faith. The oppression of injustice, either spiritually or physically, to you. You are listening tonight that it is only God we can find justice. But more standard within us. If you want to relate to culture, what is different from American culture? Standard of judgment. No, wherever we be, not necessarily mean that there is offense committed. And justice, even of tonight. And we don't have justice as the cause of moral tightness. We shall set you free. Does not really depend on our perception. And our hand. Behold the proud. His soul is not upright in him, but his mouth I live by his way. An exercise in the hand of faith. It is the hand of Christians. It is by reason you must accept what the judge say concern you. About you. We have tendency to be hungry. Joseph was sentenced to prison. And the devil of God to serve him. And it was. And do not only rely on what justice who sent. We don't have to violate the law. Stand before God. We have right to make choice. Thank you. We'll be expecting you to tune in the next. You and God bless you and